Let us pray for the Lord's blessing on the reading and preaching of His Word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You now, and we come before You dependent upon You to give us eyes to see and ears to hear of the glorious riches of Your grace given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ and the genuine and sincere call that You give to us. We pray that now You would give us receptive ears to this word and hearts that desire to seek Your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. It's found on page 749 if you have a Bible from the back. 749, Psalm 27. We'll read the entirety of the psalm, but we'll be focusing almost exclusively on verse 8. Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. Hear now the word of our God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret place of His tabernacle He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When You said, seek my face, my heart said to You, Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide Your face from me. Do not turn Your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me Your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart, unless I had believed, that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, this morning as we come together as God's people for the first time in the year of our Lord 2020, seems strange to even be saying that. We are now in the 20s. Just seems weird. Maybe it'll be the roaring 20s. I don't know, but we'll see. But it is appropriate to think about what the Lord is calling us to do and what should be our goal in the new year and every year of our lives. Psalm 27 is a very well-known psalm, especially for this congregation, because it's one that I've preached from a few times, and we sing Jehovah is My Light fairly often, and we'll sing the remainder of it following the sermon. But it is a psalm that reminds us of so much glorious truth, as well as putting words to the requests of our hearts. The first half of the psalm is a declaration of the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord and of His beauty and the delight it is to be in His presence. And its second half of the psalm is a prayer. It is a prayer of request for help It's difficult for us to know when in David's life did he write this psalm, because there are so many times in his life when this psalm would have been applicable. But that doesn't really matter, does it? Because it is a psalm that really speaks to every situation in life. Verse 8, which is where we're going to focus our attention this morning, lies in the second half of the psalm, the requesting or petitioning part of the psalm. It is a difficult verse to translate, and that's why if you look at various translations, you might see that they try to translate it a little bit differently. Thankfully, our New King James Version translates it the most reasonable way, and it is Calvin's understanding as well, so that always gives you a bit more confidence going into it. And the verse consists of two parts. The Lord's call to David, and David's response to the Lord's call. In this verse, there is a conversation going on between the Lord and David, and for us today, it's a conversation between the Lord and us. The Lord, first off, gives us a call. He gives us a call to seek His face. Now, in this day and age, that might sound a bit strange. If I told you all, seek my face, you might think that's a bit weird. But we have to understand exactly what this meant in that culture, that time, and it is really, those three words, seek my face, are so loaded and full with meaning. And it's something that I think we'll find very beautiful for us to hear from our Lord. In Old Testament times, the face of a person, or to see the face of a person, was to be in their presence, and almost exclusively to be in the before the face of someone. It wasn't like you're in their face in a bad way. It means you're in their presence, and it's a presence of graciousness and love whenever you are before the face of someone. If you were not allowed to see someone's face, or if someone cast you out of their presence, that means you're not on good terms. Their relationship is not healthy. There's anger there. It's sort of like when someone says, get out of my sight. That means that the relationship between you isn't very good. The person that says that is angry. Here, the Lord is saying to David and to us, seek my face. And so what is clearly communicated to us is that the Lord wants us, His people, to be in His presence. He wants us to come to Him. He wants us to see Him. He wants the closest of relationships with us. And as we think about what Christ has done for us on the cross, we see very clearly that Jesus has provided for us a perfect relationship with the Lord once again. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, it broke all of humanity's relationship with God. But in Christ, that relationship is perfectly restored for those who are in Him. And so, in Christ we are reminded, we already have this beautiful relationship of peace with the Lord. There's nothing that we can do or to add to it or to take away from it. We already have it. So that we can come. So that the Lord can give us this call to seek His face. And if you do not have this relationship with the Lord, a relationship of peace, of shalom, then now is the time to come, to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive the salvation of your soul and the reconciliation with God, the healing of that destroyed relationship. And so as we think about this phrase in the first part, this call that's given to us by the Lord, We are reminded that that phrase, seek my face, it is a hearkening back to what Christ has already earned for us. God could not genuinely and sincerely say that to us unless we could seek his face. And for those who are in Christ, we can. However, there is a second thing communicated to us in this phrase, seek my face, and that is that while Jesus has restored our relationship between us and God definitely, so that we cannot destroy it, nor can anything in all creation, but we are also called to come into the presence of God continually. I hope that this is a helpful picture for you. Christ has earned for us a perfect relationship between us and the Father and himself and the Holy Spirit. And so we can always go to our God. We can always go to the Father and know that we will receive love and grace from him instead of judgment and condemnation. However, the Father wants us to come into his presence. It's sort of like if you were living in a city, you're a citizen of some city in ancient times, medieval times maybe, and children, you think of you're walking around and maybe you're a blacksmith or some sort of farmer or whatever it may be, and in your city is a great castle. And in this great castle is a great king. And you have a great relationship with this great king. And you know that any time you go and see this king, you will be warmly received. You always have a good relationship with him. But what must you do in order to enjoy the full benefits of being in that loving and gracious relationship with the king? Well, you must actually go to the castle. You must actually go into his presence to see him. And that's what this verse is telling us. We already have a good relationship with the Lord because of Christ. Now come. Come and enjoy it. Come and experience the full benefits of this gracious and peaceful and loving relationship that Christ has earned for us. We think about this in terms of any relationship we have. To really experience the blessedness of a good relationship, what do you have to do? You have to be with each other. You have to actually spend time together. It's sort of like my relationship with my brothers. And maybe if you have relatives that live far away that you don't get to see very often, grandparents or children or aunts or uncles, you can have the same idea as well if you have a good relationship with them. I live pretty far away from my brothers, but we have always had a good relationship. We know that when we see each other, we'll always be warmly embraced and warmly received. But to experience the true and full blessing of our good relationship, we have to actually go to see each other. The Lord is saying to David and to us, we have a good relationship with him because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. You will always be loved. You will always be accepted in my presence. But come. Come and experience the full blessings of this relationship. The Lord is simply saying to us, I want to be with you, and I want you to be with me. And when we think about any good relationship we have with anyone, we quickly recognize that there is no substitute, as I said, for quality time spent together in each other's presence. When we look at the Scriptures as a whole, as well, we see this call, "Seek my face," as truly a Trinitarian call. The Father calls us to Himself through the Son. Jesus calls us to Himself through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit calls us to Himself effectually by the work of regeneration through the means of the Word of God. So when we read this verse, we have to see that it's truly a call from our triune God Himself. When we talk about the relationship that we have with the Lord our God, we have to understand that it is a relationship in which we are a full participant in. Even though our good standing is completely earned by Christ, it is now a blessed relationship that we fully participate in and that we benefit from. That is a relationship that is so full and so beautiful that we cannot fully comprehend just how good it is. Sort of like children don't understand how good they have it, right? We've all been children, so we all know what that's like. We don't know what it's like until we go off on our own and we realize there's no one here to do my laundry except me. There's no one to cook except me. Right? Children don't understand all the love that's given to them by their parents until later on. Well, we're sort of in that child stage as well. We don't really understand just how loving and gracious the Lord is to us. How beautiful this relationship is that we have with Him. And not only because it is just so glorious, but also because we don't fully understand who our God is. Because we can't. Because He's God. He's infinite. And because He's three in one. Three persons in one divine essence. So let me ask you, can you comprehend that you have a perfect relationship with God, the God of all the universe, who is infinite in every way and is Himself love? Not that He contains love or that He has love, but that this infinite being, this God, is love. And that the Father is your Heavenly Father who loves you perfectly and infinitely as His child. So much so that He was willing to send His only begotten Son to die in our place to save us. The Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us as an elder brother, a servant king, a good shepherd, and is covenantally faithful, bound and close to us as a husband is to his wife. And then having the full love of the Father and of the Son given to us in the divine person of the Holy Spirit, who dwells in us and is constantly with us. He bestows upon us all the love of the Father and the Son personally in Himself and lavishing upon us all the benefits of that love. Can we comprehend that? Can we wrap our brains fully around that? No. But that is the loving relationship that we have with our God because of Christ. Because what He has done. And this is the loving relationship that God now calls us, come. Come participate in this. Come enjoy this beautiful relationship that we have together. This is the Lord's call to us this year and every year. Seek my face. Yeah. And now we come to the second part of the verse. David says, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. David's response to the Lord's call is, yes, Lord, I will come. I will seek your face. And at the beginning of this year, I want to ask us all this very important question. What is your response to the Lord's call? Is it the same as David's?
Yeah.
Perfect response. We who have faith in Christ are granted the privilege of a peaceful relationship with God in such beauty as we just heard. Do we want to participate in this beautiful relationship we have? Wouldn't we want to enjoy such a beautiful relationship? Wouldn't we want every single day of this year and all the years to come to be where we're enjoying this beautiful relationship we have with our God? If not, why not? Why not? What's coming in the way of enjoying this wonderful relationship we have with the Lord? Work? Movies? Social media? Sports? Games? Socializing with other people? Housework? Parenting? Playtime? None of those things in and of themselves, of course, are wrong. And we are called before the Lord to do many of those things. But we have to remember that as we do what the Lord has called us to do, it's supposed to be an outflowing of the relationship that we have with the Lord, not in opposition to it. So if you put all your time doing, fill in the blank, and don't cultivate and participate in the relationship you have with the Lord, then you're doing whatever it is that you're so consumed with, you're putting that at odds with your relationship with the Lord. Rather than in conjunction with it. And you know this as well, if we do things just because we feel like we have to, what eventually happens? We become resentful and exhausted. Rather than seeing that we are filled up with the loving relationship that we have with the Lord, and we do what we are called to do within the context of that love. That we do the work and the relaxation that we have in this life, not with an attitude of I have to, or that I'll find ultimate meaning and rest in those things in and of themselves, but rather that I have my identity in Christ. I have my rest in Christ. Everything I do has meaning because of Christ. I live every moment in the love of my God. So I know that everything I have and all that I am called to do and endure is from the hand of my Heavenly Father who loves me. Now, in order for this to happen and for this to be reinforced in our lives and for us to enjoy this more fully, we need to be participating in this relationship Christ has secured for us. How do we do this? How do we in this life seek the face of the Lord? He's called us to do it. We want to do it. How do we do it? Well, we're doing it right now. When we gather together as God's people to worship Him and to hear His Word read and proclaimed, when we pray and when we read the Scriptures, we are seeking the face of the Lord. And if you say, I don't have enough time for that, I don't have enough time to read my Bible more. I don't have time to pray more. Well, the unfortunate and uncomfortable truth is that you always have time for what you view as very important. You know this to be true. We are masters at finding time for the things that we really want. And can you imagine saying to the Lord, who secured for you this beautiful, loving relationship, who sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross for your sins, can you imagine saying to that Heavenly Father, can you imagine saying to the Jesus who died on that cross, can you imagine saying to the Holy Spirit who abides in your heart, I don't have time for you. Don't have time for you. And we know that we've all said it. We know that we've all done it. And we know that we'll all do it again in this new year. But brothers and sisters, this is the beauty of this relationship. We know we're always on good terms because of what Christ has done. Isn't that grace and love beyond all comparison? That we so many times in our lives say, I don't love you enough, Lord, to take the time to spend with you. And yet the Lord comes to us and says, I love you anyway. And I'll keep calling, come. Seek my face. That is the love that our Lord loves us with. And so, brothers and sisters, we repent of our sin, and we in Christ, with renewed spirit and vigor, what must we do? We must seek His face. Brothers and sisters, at the start of this new year, let us remember that the Lord is calling us to seek His face, and may it ever be our response. May we remember this year and every year henceforth that our response should be and must be, Your face, Lord, I will seek.
Amen. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we confess to you that there have been so many times in our lives when we have sought satisfaction, that we have sought pleasure and goodness in the things of this world and not in you. But there have been so many times when we could have prayed, when we could have read your word, instead of doing something meaningless, trivial, and yet we didn't. And we pray, Lord, that you would forgive us for the sake of Christ. And we are so thankful that we can walk forth from this place knowing your forgiveness, knowing that we are yours, knowing that you love us irregardless of how well we love you. And yet, we also pray, Heavenly Father, that you would renew within us a right spirit. That you would cause us to have that response that David has in Psalm 27 every day of our lives. You call us, seek your face. May it ever be our response, your face, Lord, I will seek. For we know that those who seek will surely find. And so we pray, Lord, that you would remind us of these truths. Set our hearts and minds ablaze with a love for you and fill us with the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.